Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
How do you like using a stylus?
I don't.
You don't? Why do you use it then?
I don't know.
Okay.
What should I use?
I don't know. Most people who don't like using a stylus just use their finger.
You can use your finger?
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, you may be confusing this with your Palm Pilot from several decades ago. Not several decades. What was that? You had one. You got one, right? But you couldn't, like, write on it. You had to tap three dots and it would make a letter and you had to learn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only communicated with Furbies. iPad sucks at managing my contacts.
This iPad sucks.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
That'd be a pretty good video game, Furby Farm Simulator.
I disagree.
Okay.
I'm repulsed by the idea of Furby Farms.
Well, no, they could be free-range Furby Farms. You just make less, you know, make less profit. You could only sell the whole Furby Foods.
How many free-range Furby Farms does Frank have?
To the presses with that. We must publish this new tongue twister in a pamphlet. Yeah. No, just like you want to make sure that they have room to roam free, to, you know, to look up and down with their eyeballs. You know about that, right? You know why they look up and down and not left or right?
No, why?
Because if they look left or right, they'd be shifty.
The Asians don't like shifty, do they?
No. It was made by an American dude.
Really? What was his name?
I mean, not like every one of them by hand. I'm sure there were plenty of slaves involved. I forget his name. He was on an episode of a podcast I was listening to, explaining like the psycholinguistics and everything that went into the design. And that was the biggest thing. Like, they had a bunch of test models that were freaking people out because they were looking left to right, you know, because their eyes had to move. Otherwise, it would be a cold, unbroken, terrifying stare. The one switch they made was to make it look up and down as opposed to left and right.
It's a great part about this podcast is that we talk about stuff that happens in the real world.
Yeah.
And you get to know what's going on outside those windows.
Yeah. No. I mean, if you're like me, I make this specifically for me because it's terrifying out there. Do you have news apps installed on your phone?
No, I don't.
No? That's probably a good thing. I don't know why, but like I'll wake up every day. And, you know, I'll reach over and pick up my phone, see if I got any terrified messages from people, and then I'll have these little push notifications that explain like, oh, 14 children dead in a sex fire, you know, and it's like, oh, man, that's a great way to start my day. Just like, thank you, CNN, for telling me about those 14 kids who died in a sex fire.
Oh, the friction.
Well, you know, if it's dry enough, it'll start a wildfire. That's my name on the streets.
Is she young or old?
No. Wildfire is my name on the streets. You know, when I go down there to clean up. Vengeance, it's vigilante justice. Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, wildfire is my vigilante name. Who watches The Watchmen?
I've never seen it.
No,
it's a thick book.
It is a thick book. I've read it. It's a good book. I just read it here recently. I think that you would like parts of it, actually.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's subversive. It's got some humor to it. Like, you liked The Dark Knight, right?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like that, except with 15 Jokers. I really like how engaged you are right now talking to me while you're just tip-tap, tippity-tapping away at your iPad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we recording?
Yeah, I'm recording this.
Huh. That sounded like a normal conversation we would have.
It did. What episode is this, Chris?
I don't know.
That's 114.
Oh,
it's 114. We were away for a little bit. You have hooks for hands now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you're using a stylus. Okay.
That's right. Got a little piece of conductive material on the end of my hook.
On the end of one of them. And the other one just has like...
It's polite to call my hook a stylus.
Yeah, I know, right? Use fingers. What's a finger? Also, I had all memories of hands and fingers, eternal sunshine out of my head. I'm speaking as you.
It's crazy. I get to go to a special page on Pirate Bay.
It's like a fingerprint scanner, but...
but not
something,
so much.
Something joke. Yeah. Oh man, I don't think we've talked since you got an iPad. How's it revolutionizing your life?
It's not. I haven't taken time to use it yet.
Oh yeah, you were asking me how to bookmark a thing.
Yeah, I don't know how to use it.
Oh well, that's the nice part. You just pick it up and go. So given how many tabs you were bookmarking there, you must have a hell of a lot of stories for me.
Yeah, there are a ton of stories.
Yeah,
might have went overboard.
Good, because my pre-pro was scant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You said you had a bunch that was going to kill me.
Yeah, I didn't know. No, I think what I said was, it's going to get you.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I found a bunch of new things to be afraid of. I'm so happy to try them out.
Because you hear what you want to hear.
Right.
Kill me.
Exactly. There we go.
Cool. Turns out that back in the late 90s, there was a group of famous friends. In this group, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, Lucas Haas, Kevin Conley, and David Blaine.
Oh, wait, I thought you were describing the Brat Pack. I was going to say, where's Rob Lowe?
So they're all young kids, young teenagers, adolescents.
Yeah, lost boys.
Yeah, kind of. And they're running around Hollywood, and it turns out that they evidently spent a lot of their time chasing girls together, and this group somehow was always referred to as the Pussy Posse.
Leo DiCap?
Tobey Maguire, Lucas Haas, Kevin Conley, and David Blaine. I think David was only there just in case they killed a bitch. David,
I can make things disappear. We need to levitate her out of this hotel room. He gives that weird look into the camera.
Oh yeah,
God, is this like just being pulled up? Like, do they have aliases?
No, they don't. It just came up because. Leo and Tobey Maguire, they're in the Great Gatsby together.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that makes sense.
So them teaming back up on the movie, they had lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. they were reminiscing about Poon Hunts of old. What's
Poon Hunt?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going out there going after ladies with harpoon guns.
I think I have enough ballast.
What?
I don't think I have enough ballast.
We need some brackish water in the hull so we don't capsize on the starboard side.
On this poon hunt.
Yeah. No. Okay. So is there a country singer named Toby Mac?
Toby.
I know there's Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Is Toby Mac?
Probably.
I think there is. Is that Toby Maguire?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Will Tobey Maguire and Mark Maguire team up for my buddy cop movie?
Tobey Mac's on the secret menu at McDonald's.
Oh, is it?
8 to 8:01 p.m. You can order a Tobey Mac.
Okay. What do they serve exclusively at night?
They have breakfast at night.
Oh, yeah. Brinner. Thursday's Brinner night
No, they are starting to serve all like after midnight breakfast.
Really?
At 24-hour McDonald's, yeah.
You know, I always thought that that was, like, strangely heteronormative of them. If I can't think of a word that isn't heteronormative. But, like, it's very, let's say culturally imperialistic of them to just assume that breakfast time for most people is between 6 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. 10:30 a.m., rather. You know, like, just sometimes you're high as a kite, you know?
Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
Generally by 9.
generally, and asleep by 9:30, ready for a full day ahead.
For a full day of sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what I don't get. Can you get a Big Mac at 7:35 a.m.?
No.
No? Okay. We've already done too much material on fast food, so I'm just curious about that. Okay, so the two, so Toby Mac, Tobey Maguire, and Mark Maguire all rolling around. It's like the dream team. And by the dream team, I mean the, what is it? The Christopher Lloyd movie, The Dream Team.
I think it's more of a Michael Keaton vehicle.
Yeah, see, I almost said Michael Madsen.
So Danny Masterson.
I was like, yeah, Michael Madsen and Danny Masterson. In the 2008 remake of The Dream Team.
2008 remake?
Yeah, Michael Madsen plays Peter Boyle's character.
Peter Boyle? Who's Peter Boyle?
He's Frankenstein from Young Frankenstein. And he's the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. God rest his soul.
He's not dead.
Oh, he is dead as fuck, my friend.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's dead.
Huh.
Yeah. He was like 75 when like Everybody Loves Raymond was on 15 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's none better than he. Do you know who else is dead, Chris?
Who?
Tattoo.
Duplain?
Duplain. No, I thought you were going to go with the Russian lesbians.
Oh, they're not actually lesbians.
Yeah, they died in a house fire.
they died in my mind after I got done with them.
Oh, man, that was a 2.5 minute?
Oh, that was a great video.
Apparently, that was all a stunt. They were just trying to get people's attention.
Girls in the Rain.
Yeah, you know.
Oh.
Yep. 2001 all over again. Yeah. Tasty. No, but Tattoo, you know, he's dead. He's dead too. You know what's not dead?
What?
The plane.
What, are they redoing it?
No, they're not redoing it. So after that show ceased production in 1982, the studio just sold that plane out. And do you want to know where it ended up?
Where?
Columbia. Do you want to know what it was used for? Running coke.
Really?
Yep, running coke from Colombia. From Colombia to the southern United States. Until it was just recently, like a couple of weeks ago, I guess, like shot down or caught by the DEA in Oklahoma. And then they auctioned it off for the proceeds. Fantasy Island.
I never saw that show.
No?
No.
See, it's one of those... Okay. I get a lot of flack for knowing more about old television than I ought to.
Well, I do too, but I just have never seen that.
Yeah, so I'm like one of those people where if there's a cultural reference that just kind of like, oh, I get that, but like, man, this is kind of like, because if you say Fantasy Island, or you say like you just did right there, the plane, you know, say, okay. So I go to YouTube or, you know, I find an episode of it and I watch it.
Hmm.
It's a good show. It's about like ironical, like, oh, you wanted a, you know, you wanted unlimited riches, but we replaced your head with solid gold. Now you the consequences, you know, Mr. Rourke, he's the devil, I think, something. Yeah.
Sounds like a mess. It really does. So how old was he?
The plane?
Yeah.
The plane was like, gosh, this was like 30 years ago, so the plane's probably like 35.
Huh.
Yeah.
Somebody else died.
Sorry, I was taking a drink of water. Who else died?
Marge Simpson.
What?
She's dead.
No, Maude Flanders is dead.
No, Marge is dead too.
Okay.
Says you might recognize a name in an obituary published recently. The name is Margaret Ruth Groening.
Okay. Oh, is that his mom?
Died at age 94. She was married to Homer and had two daughters named Lisa and Maggie, plus a son named Matt of the Simpsons fame.
Okay.
Margaret was the inspiration for Marge Simpson. Here's a sweet line from her obituary. About why she chose Homer for her husband. He made her laugh the most. Groening also had a third daughter, Patty, and a second son, Mark.
Mark Groening? What's Mark?
And it doesn't matter, but there's Patty, Homer, yeah. Marge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you suppose the family resented him for, like, oh, now I'm famous for being the chain-smoking spinster on this really, really popular show?
Yeah, I don't know. But Margaret never went by Marge.
Huh.
But she was the inspiration.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that stuff about it, Matt.
No?
No, I didn't know that his mom and dad were named Marge and Homer.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, no, and there's like a bunch of other stuff. So like a lot of the secondary characters, I learned this from Gary of Watch Out for Fireballs, that were named after streets in Portland. So there's like Flanders Street and Skinner Street and stuff like that. Because, you know, he's
Skinner.
Skinner. Yeah. Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers. Wiggum Street. Sea Captain Street. Bumblebee Man Street. It gets really deep. No, but yeah, that's a thing. So you could at least say, like, yeah, we're gonna meet on the corner of, you know, Flanders and Chalmers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because the spring, you know, Springfield and the show, like, it was meant to be like everywhere, but the canonical Springfield is Springfield, Oregon.
I know. Yeah, okay. Recently revealed.
Yeah. Was that sip of your beverage as good as mine?
Oh man,
it's delicious.
It's a good beverage, I guess.
Yeah, I know, right?
Some flat diet Coke.
Has that been in your car all day?
No, my trunk.
Yeah, by which you mean your cedar hope trunk that rests at the foot of your bed that has all of the stuff that you want to put in your house on your wedding day.
My hopes, dreams, yeah. Hydration.
You know, just in case it's cedar. So the skeeters don't get it. It's more like moths.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. I just wanted to say skeeters.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think I do. So, there's a town in Texas that's being overrun by slugs, Chris.
Okay.
These are, I guess not slugs, they're snails. Snails have the shells, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There are these gigantic snails that are from Africa, okay? And they reproduce incredibly rapidly, like laying hundreds of eggs a week. All right? So it's like a full-blown infestation at this point. It's like the bullfrogs in Australia, right? Man, that really sounded loud. That picked up on the microphones like wicked, wicked loud.
That was my neck.
And I can no longer...
I was getting ready to fight slugs.
I can no longer feel my feet. No. Residents of Houston are being warned. Houston, hi, Jala. Are being warned to not pick up these slugs. They're gigantic. Like, they are the size of hands. Like,
really?
Like, you go to the zoo or you go to the aquarium and you see those, like, they look like, let's say...
Fear?
Like, they look like fear. They've got the big antennas.
Gary.
What?
SpongeBob's pet, Gary.
Meow. Yeah.
Never, ever forget to feed Gary.
No. He turns into a monster. God, that's a good show. I like that show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The voices can be a bit much, but...
Yeah.
His.
It's good background noise.
Yeah, yeah. No, but they're being warned against touching these things because they carry a small parasite which can cause meningitis.
Oh,
and
no.
Death. And so, you think you're a little kid. You think you're a little kid?
I would never touch... Would you touch one as a kid?
What?
Would you have touched one as a kid?
I remember being...
Were you touched as a kid?
I remember being at... Grandma's
oh god
campground.
Grandma and grandpa
no at grandma's campground remember like we're with the RV,
yeah,
you know, going down by the lake.
Which question are you answering?
I remember being down by the lake with a bunch of other kids.
Okay.
And it was like in a little copsey, like a, you know, like an inlet, you know, like a that only kids could get into, and then there were little snails down there. I remember picking them up, like oh, their shells are all sealed up or whatever. So it wasn't the actual snail themselves; it was the shells.
Okay,
yeah. Did we ever tell the bike story?
That was a good story.
Oh man, about the time I rode my bike into a lake.
I made a leaf pile, and I told you it would stop you.
No, you didn't have anything to do with it.
I thought I did it.
No, it was, this was like,
I thought I set you up.
No, these were, I don't remember you have anything to do with it. It was peer pressure.
Who told you to do it?
It was like neighbors. It was like people from a couple of RVs over.
God.
That were and like their kids. And like we were there for some kind of bullshit adult party.
Jump the gorge, Cole.
It was peer pressure, plain and simple. I saw a couple of other kids like do it. It was just kind of like probably people like around our age or something.
Probably
like,
some badass teens.
I know, right? Like I said, people around our age. It's like, okay, you know, we've got this leaf pile here. You can ride through the leaves. We're going to kick them up and feel like a badass. And then we'll be here to catch you. I saw a couple of, you know, happened with a couple of other kids. And then I get on the bike and say, ah, wee. And then they just don't try and catch me. And I ramp off of a route and I end up covered in the stinkiest mud.
It was bad.
It was really, really bad. I ruined my airbrushed Sonic the Hedgehog sweatshirt from that I think grandma got me from Myrtle Beach.
There you go.
Yeah. It was real bad news. So I rode my bike into a lake.
What a bad afternoon.
And then I caught meningitis from a snail. And that's why I am the way I am today. That is scary. Think about that. Like you drink from the wrong water fountain, and then like 2 days later you forget that you drank from that water fountain, then you have a headache, and then 5 days later you're dead.
That's how that works.
That's how meningitis works. Either that or they put you in a machine where they take away all your spine fluid.
Oh, okay.
So like
when
I said,
take this machine that takes away your spine.
Yep. But it makes you an excellent cat burglar because you can get into tight places.
He just puddled under the door.
Yeah, it's like the Terminator.
Oh, good. I'm so happy that I met that snail.
Changed my life forever.
Snoop Dogg changed his name from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion, right? There's like a reggae guy and he's all Rasta.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, during this...
Don't be so dismissive. That was pretty funny.
I didn't even... What did you say?
I said, I think so. It's like a reggae Rasta thing.
I don't know about it. That's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
I thought you stuttered. No. I thought you did your normal... Yeah, I thought you were just getting started with talking. Sorry. Evidently, this metamorphosis that has taken place between Snoop Dogg and Snoop Lion has him... revealing details about who he used to be. And I think that he's got stuff backwards, and I'm going to read you this quote from him. Evidently Snoop Dogg always dreamt as a small child of being a pimp. And
right.
Not like a playa, but a true pimp.
Right.
Okay. So he's quoted as saying, I put an organization together. I did a Playboy tour. And I had a bus follow me with 10 bitches on it. I could fire a bitch, fuck a bitch, get a new hoe. It was my program, city to city, titty to titty, hotel room to hotel room, athlete to athlete, entertainer to entertainer. If I'm in a city where the Denver Broncos or the Nuggets play, I get a couple of the players to come out and hang, pick and choose, and whichever one you like comes with a number. A lot of athletes bought pussy from me. I'd act like I'd take the money from the bitch, but I never let her have it. It was never about money. It was about the fascination of being a pimp. As a kid, I dreamed of being a pimp.
As a kid, he's running around pretending to be an airplane saying, one day I'm going to grow up and force her to sell it.
Exactly. He said, I dreamed of having cars and clothes and bitches to match. I said, fuck it. I'm finna do it. My wife had to take a back seat to this shit. And I love her to this day because she could have shook out on a nigga. But she stayed in my corner. So when I decided to let it go, she was still there. That's a love story.
That's a ride or
go
die
get
bitch.
Your dream, baby.
That is
you get your dream.
That is a ride or die bitch.
Oh, get that dream.
Yeah. Good Lord, that is true love.
City to city, titty to titty.
Man, he's an excellent.
You think he was a rapper?
The rap game was always secondary as a stepping stone to better things.
I thought that they all just rapped about stuff that never happened.
they rap about like okay,
P-I-M-P. Well, he really was.
They go to work. Then they leave, and in order to decompress, they record songs about what they did at work.
There you go.
Yeah. I wrote an email today. It was pretty long, but this client was giving me some crazy song and dance about revisions and shit and how the script ain't right. There was some internal rhyme there, you see.
I saw that.
Yeah. Somebody make an auto-tune remix of that.
That's its only hope.
Oh, man. Chris, speaking of work, would you say that you're loyal to your company?
No.
Would you say that your company is loyal to you?
Yes.
Would you say that you are your own man?
No.
What would you do for a raise?
Anything.
Would you tattoo the name of your company on yourself?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, you're not the kind of person that we would give an extra 15% to here at Rapid Realty.
Really?
Yeah, no. There's this company that said, hey, if you get a tattoo to its salespeople, you know, real estate salesman.
Yeah.
If you get a tattoo of our company, it can be the full-blown logo, can just be the initials, can be the name, it can be on the, you know, the sole of your foot, can be just visible or not. If you do this, we will give you an extra 15% commission.
That's pretty impressive.
I know, right?
Why?
Oh, just to, you know, spread word, to get the word out.
If you get like a neck tattoo?
Hey, we just... You get individual teardrops down your face that spell out, they each have one letter of it down here. But then you have to go kill every individual dude. And then you get spider webs, you know, tattooed, and then each little chamber in the spider web represents a sale that you lost to a homie on the outside.
To another agency.
Yeah. But you go over to Russia, and all the tattoos have different meanings, and they won't serve you in the bars because they think you're part of the Russian mob.
They thought you were an extra on the set of Crybaby.
Like Easter Promises filmed like 15 years ago, dude. Stop.
Eastern Promises. That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a Viggo Mortensen movie.
Who?
No, not the guy from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh.
No, Viggo Mortensen. What's his name? Gandalf. No, Aragorn from Lord of the
Rings. Sounds like a guy that's in the Salt Mafia.
The Salt Mafia? What?
Say the name again.
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah.
Oh, the okay, Morton Salt. There we go. Okay, cool. Viggo Mortensen and his wife, Mrs. Dash.
Oh, God. Mrs. Dash.
And their cousin who goes only by Lowry, who's staying over for a couple of weeks while he's getting back on his feet.
Bosh, Lowry don't wear a robe.
Can you explain what just happened? That water's useless to me now.
Yeah, right?
You made me spit a beverage. You got me good. Oh man, I wanted that water so bad, but now it's full of my spit. It's got all this nasty floaty shit on top.
That's what's in your mouth.
A lesser man would drink it.
All right.
Would you want some?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
That's not the way I'm going to prove that.
Oh, man. You're just going to let your actions and deeds and the results of them do that for you. Chris, tell me a story.
There's a guy.
Sometimes there's a man.
Yeah. And okay. Well, yeah. He should have read this story better. Yeah. Anyway, a guy was arrested for misusing the 911 system in St. Petersburg, Florida. He called 911 80 times to request a home delivery of Kool-Aid, hamburgers, and weed.
Somebody give this man a medal. Continue.
He was so hungry that he tried to eat the foam attached to the metal cage in the back of the police car.
This new? Yes. Yes, this new.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
What's the emergency, sir? I'm not high right now.
Give me some Kool-Aid.
Jeez. Can I have a hamburger? What locality was this?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, yeah. There we
That's
go.
It's nice they have foam on their cages.
I know, right? Is it like
my strange addiction?
My intervention. You order stuff from Amazon just to get the packing peanuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Man.
You could probably order packing peanuts from them, can't you?
I'm sure you can. Oh, my gosh. That's like Domino's. Like, you can customize your pizza to an insane degree. So you can get, like, no cheese, no sauce with left beef. There was somebody on a blog.
They let you choose what side of the cow you get it from? Half beef.
Half beef, but you say left or right, which half? But it's not consistent. If you say I want left banana peppers and right green bell peppers, right, but it is placed in an orientation. So by the way that the lid opens, the side that's opposite, the hinge determines what it is. So as you're looking at the hinge of the box, the circle on the left is the left. The semicircle on the right is the right. Okay?
I thought they just put it in there.
If this was the box, if this was like a box, like a cake box, where you just like lift the top off and then put it away.
I know what you're talking about.
But
ordered online from Domino's.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, I've done it, but just like, kind of like...
I gotta stop bullshitting you.
Gotta back up. Oh, Chris Cole, do you have a story for me? No, but if you say, I want left banana peppers, it'll come with, like, banana peppers on right, and whatever you ask for on the right, on the left. Or, even worse than that, banana peppers back.
You can't do that.
What do you mean?
Banana peppers back. Although I would like to get a back tattoo.
Of what?
A pizza. Not like a circular pizza, mm-hmm. but like to make it look like I had random toppings on my back.
Okay. You go to the beach, you're laying out suntanning, there are gulls just like pecking at your back because they think that it's like, oh man, I thought that was sausage. No, that's a mole, you should get that checked out.
That's crazy.
That's gross. So speaking of misusing municipal services.
Toilets.
I got this back tattoo of pizza toppings in a municipal toilet. So yeah, no, there was a woman out in California who decided that she wanted to quit smoking, right? And they say that, you know, it takes like 3 weeks or whatever to, you know, to break a habit, whatever. There are lots of milestones that people say. So what she decided to do was roll up to a sheriff's department officer. I think they're called sheriffs.
And deputies.
One of the deputies. And just slap him. He was like, excuse me, ma'am? And then she just slapped him again when they were trying to restrain her so that she could be put into county jail. Turns out for 63 days. having pled no contest to a misdemeanor charge of battery against a peace officer. She knew that the only way for her to quit smoking was to go to jail because they don't allow tobacco in jail, although it gets in there all the time. So this is an interesting story because this is somebody going to really, really far you know, extreme means to quit their habit. However, I always go the extra mile and pick the stories that have the most offensive lines in them, often quotes or sometimes a headline, maybe the opening, maybe the stinger at the beginning. This is the last line. It's a quote from the officer whose last name is Campoy, Matt Campoy. This is what he said, Chris. I kind of want to go slap him. It'll be worth the 2 months in jail. I've been telling everybody that I have a new Irish name, Nick O'Derm.
I think he should stick with his day job. It does sound like something I would say.
It does. Oh, man, just wheeling up and clocking a cop.
You do what you got to do.
Oh, man. So I guess that would be, like, what is worse for your overall quality of life and general possibilities? Having assaulting an officer on your record or being a smoker? I would say smoker.
Probably.
Yeah. Because with this, it's a story. It's like, okay, it's not really. Like, you're a white lady, so you're cool. But
jail is not rehab.
But it acts like it, right?
No, it doesn't.
How many people are there just because they were caught slipping?
Caught slipping?
That's a term, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, how many people are put in jail because, like, they had drugs in them or on them or around them?
In them? Like, yeah. On them?
Yeah, in them and on them.
In them and on them.
Yeah.
I saw that movie.
And then they're just there, you know, taken away from all of their previous vices and, you know, put around very dangerous people, you know? Sounds like rehab to me. It sounds like shitty rehab.
Shitty. Cheaper. Sounds like cheap rehab.
For you.
For everyone.
Yeah.
I have a mystery for you.
Oh, I like mysteries.
Yeah. There's a guy in Illinois. Bzz.
Don't do that.
They claim he sexually abused a peacock. The police discovered the bird, Phil, dead in his garage. He was charged with all kinds of different things, cruelty to children and drug paraphernalia and all kinds of stuff. But they never tell you how he killed the peacock.
Was it with his dick?
I don't know.
Huh.
They said he was, you know, sexually abusing a peacock.
Huh. He was just mad that NBC canceled Community.
No, they didn't.
He was misinformed. Like, it would have been justified if he, you know, if they had. Like,
how do you kill a peacock?
I don't know. With a hatchet? With a copy of Gary Paulson's Hatchet?
No, I don't think so.
with a copy of a videotape of Meatloaf as Robert Paulson reading Gary Paulson's Hatchet?
I don't think that book didn't make survival sound fun.
I loved that book.
It was a good book, but yeah. It didn't make plane crashes sound cool.
Like, so the plane crashes into the lake in Canada. He gets a rock. He gets rock hard. His seat turns into a skateboard, and then he just rides away through the woods on his rocket skateboard. Did I mention it's a rocket skateboard? Because that's what it became when it got out of the water.
That's, some people just do that. They get away. It clears their mind to think.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
I mean,
he, on that trip, before he was rescued, he invented P90X.
Oh my God. Can we shoot that infomercial? Can we shoot that infomercial?
Sure.
Do you want to get ripped?
There's a lot to learn from Navy SEALs. But what can you learn from a plane crash?
Pay us $600. We will abduct you and then drop you off in the wilderness.
Sure, you can use body weight as resistance. But how's about using nature?
Only pussies use treadmill. Real men use a bear.
Mother Nature, I'm ripped.
This has been Those Damn Lost Kids.
So, Chris, there are things that people can do when they're listening to this.
What are they?
Okay. You can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, where you can find a list of episodes. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a rating or a review there. It's been a little bit since we've got a review, but they are coming in a little bit more frequently. Also, you can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Keep an eye on the network here, because this week there's something big that's happening. Don't want to announce it now, but it will be happening here relatively quick. And yeah, I think that's it. If you want to support the network financially, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, buy your stuff on Amazon, and we get a little kickback that helps support things like bandwidth. Let's see here. Does bandwidth and the website hosting and things like that. So yeah, did I miss anything?
Got it.
Awesome. Good night. Oh, sorry. Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.